and welcome. It's our number one. Our number one. Back at it. A new weekend of podcasting. And before I tell you what's coming up this hour, if you did not hear the fifth hour podcast, three original audio portions of content all weekend long. At an interview with TJ Houshmandzadeh from Friday. All those podcasts available. Fifth hour with Ben Maller. But we begin a new week of programming looking back at week two of the NFL. And it's all about Sunday night football as Lamar Jackson leading the Ravens back from the dead with help from a late fumble. And they take down Kansas City in dramatic fashion. Not only a fumble, but also an interception helping the Ravens on the comeback trail. But the defense for KC absolutely gouged. How concerned should Andy Reid be? It's only week two with his defensive shenanigans in the loss. We discuss right now in our number one. Blocking and tackling. If you do those, you win. If you don't, you lose. Welcome in the beginning of another week of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we are another brick in the wall, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the flight deck as we soar on the red eye all night long, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the North Woods. And our lead this hour coming from the land of crab cakes, it was Sunday night, a Donnybrook between a couple of AFC heavyweights, the Ravens coming off a loss in their opener, trying to square up their books against the Chiefs, who hadn't lost a game in the opening month in seemingly forever, a matchup that featured right above the marquee, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. You know it was big because Al Michaels was in the booth. Good old Al at the microphone. So did you watch? Did you check it out? Did you finish the full football Sunday by watching? Maybe you had other things going on. You missed it, perhaps. Don't worry. We watched, so you would not have to. It's our mitzvah. The drought is over. Lamar Jackson solving the riddle, beating Patrick Mahomes with some help, using his legs to run for 107 yards and score a couple times, including a pirouette, a flip into the end zone for what turned out to be the winning score. And Baltimore getting past Kansas City by one stinking point, 36-35. Lamar Jackson had played against Patrick Mahomes three times, and each one of those games had ended with an L, and he had not played well in any of those games. And this is the first time for Mahomes that he's lost a game in the month of September. In the first 11 were all wins, so this is the 12th game. He's 11-1 in the month of September. The better story, though, is in the losing locker room, and that is on the Kansas City side of things here. And so let us discuss a heart burn-inducing performance by the Chiefs defense. So how concerned should Andy Reid be about the Chiefs defense in this loss? So my take, you've got cookie dough, brainstorm, and glitch. And we will line all of these things up and we will knock them down. And we'll lead off with this. The Chiefs, the old bugaboo, pop back up. The seemingly inability to make a routine tackle. Now, the Ravens did not go to some exotic set of plays. They didn't. This was a rudimentary, elementary offense. And it's pretty bad when I am sitting on my ass watching the game and I have a pretty good idea of what the Ravens are going to run on offense. I'm not standing there at middle linebacker. I'm sitting on my ass getting hemorrhoids, and yet I know what they're going to run. Didn't exactly diversify the playbook. The Ravens ran 68 offensive plays, and Lamar Jackson was either throwing or running on 42 of the 68 plays. He is the Ravens. He's the entire offense for the Ravens. Lamar Jackson goes on a rampage, and KC defenders standing there dazed and confused in the second half of this game. It was a horrific display of defensive football. It reminds you of that Chiefs team that got to the Super Bowl that first time with Mahomes when they had a horrible defense and they were able to make up for that against the 49ers, made some plays and ended up winning. But this was cookie dough. Cookie dough soft is the way you would describe that defense. Now, I love cookie dough, and most people do. Most people love eating cookie dough. But when your defense is the consistency of the cookie dough, we got a problem. But Lamar Jackson tore up the pea patch. He did. And the Chiefs on defense there, they were just along for the ride. The number of yards that Baltimore put up, 481 yards of offense. They almost put a 500 spot on the board. They were 19 yards away. Didn't go to overtime. 481 yards of offense, 31 first downs. Held the ball for almost 36 minutes on the clock. The Chiefs, El Stinkaroo for Andy Reid. And it does become a problem because you start looking down the line. You're like, well, you're going to most likely run into a team such as Baltimore again down the line. And the Ravens ran for 251 yards. They averaged over 6 yards per attempt. This was death by self-asphyxiation. It was brutal. Like, Kansas City had one sack and one quarterback hit. So one sack, one quarterback hit as a team. A palooza, a putrid palooza out on the field. Now, furthermore, to compound problems for Andy Reid, even with the defense being gouged right in the eyes, right in front of you on the ground, if you saw the game, you know what I'm talking about here. The Chiefs still had the game in their hand. It was their game to win. Even as bad as their defense was, down by one, Kansas City had the ball in Baltimore territory. They had all of their timeouts. They were running the clock down, positioning the ball where they wanted it on the field for the game-winning field goal attempt. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's the one wearing the dunce cap here, as he coughed up the pigskin at the Raven 34-yard line with a minute 26 left. So already in field goal range, they were just getting some extra yards to make it an easier field goal attempt. And at that point, as the Ravens took possession of the ball, it turned out to be good afternoon, good evening, and good night. There was a fourth down conversion that was the final nail in the coffin. And so here's the rub. Going forward, you have to question if the Chiefs can trust Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Dynamic, fun, scat back all over the place, playmaker. But that is an egregious act by Edwards-Helaire there. And Andy Reid is going to have to brainstorm. That's a big brain for Andy. He's going to have to brainstorm how he wants to proceed. Edwards-Helaire has to regain his status in the bubble of trust for the Chiefs. There are other options. They're not as exciting. Darrell Williams, Jerick McKinnon, who've been around, are the other options for Andy Reid at this particular point. But that is a gut punch for the Chiefs to have that game. As bad as your defense played, you couldn't stop the Ravens' running game, and you still had the ball possession. You were right there to win the game. All right, lastly. So Patrick Mahomes also has to take a big slice of the blame pie when you break down this particular Sunday night game, because it was Mahomes who makes all these highlight reel plays for Kansas City. Everyone goes gaga for Patrick Mahomes. And I do too, right? Video game cheat moves. Like, you got the cheat code, how to work around defensive players. And he does everything that you're not supposed to do. Everything when I was growing up, they told quarterbacks not to do, Mahomes does. And most of the time it works out all right. But there's an old saying, live by the sword, die by the sword. And on this particular night, Patrick Mahomes had a glitch. And although the Chiefs still had an opportunity to win the game, that glitch was the one that opened things up, right? His final pass attempt, you know where I'm going with this, final pass attempt of the third quarter was a reckless play. He was trying to force the issue, force a pass over the middle to Travis Kelce, and he was getting pressured. The pass was picked off, and that opened up the door. And the Ravens, to their credit, they took a battering ram right down the throat of KC. And at that moment, the Chiefs were leading when Mahomes made the egregious mistake on his part. They had an 11-point lead at the time. and it was malfeasance by Patrick Mahomes. And he actually got outplayed in this game in the second half by Lamar Jackson. Mahomes wasn't terrible. The interception was ghastly. But Patrick Mahomes rarely gets outplayed by anybody. But Lamar Jackson, stunningly, was the better quarterback. When you combine running and passing, he had a passing touchdown, two rushing touchdowns, and a passer rating. Didn't throw that much in the second half, Mahomes, but a passer rating of 155.7. So that is a massive confidence booster for Baltimore. But my goodness, for the Chiefs, you got the running back mistake, Mahomes with the screw-up at the end. The defense was terrible, coming apart at the seams. For the Ravens, though, they get even more good news because they get a bye next week. You say, well, there's nobody has a bye. It's only going to be week three of the season. Well, the Ravens play at Detroit on Sunday. That is a show up, make sure Lamar Jackson's healthy, win the game situation, and collect the victory and go back on to your next game. Now, meanwhile, Kansas City, they're in an awkward position because they have a divisional game. Now, it is at Arrowhead, and they host the Los Angeles Chargers of Inglewood on Sunday. And the Chargers coming off a loss to the Cowboys, which was like an extra home game for Dallas, looking at all the Cowboy paraphernalia. The Cowboy fans, loud and proud. I'm sure we'll get several calls from Cowboy Jim, Cowboy Bob, Cowboy Steve, Cowboy Matt, all of them gloating because they won. But the Chargers, who won the opener in Washington, now they lost. So that's a big week three game with 1-1 Chargers, 1-1 Chiefs on the docket. Life comes at you fast. Life comes at you fast. It is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that? It is all fair game here. We'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. If you'd like to be part, 877-996-6369. Here is Andy Reid commenting, the head coach of your Kansas City Chiefs, on pointing out this is a time-tested Andy Reid soundbite. You can go back to his days in Philadelphia, and he talks about how certain people have to make plays.
It's a team effort. When you have the opportunities to tackle, you got to tackle. And I didn't think we did very well with that the first half in particular. Gave up a lot of yards there. So you got guys in position. You got to make the tackle. We got to make the play.
Yes. It's very generic. Here's more from Andy Reid. And this is another one of those boilerplate responses. Andy's been doing this for so long, you know when the team wins what he's going to say, and when the team loses, you know what Andy Reid's going to say. He hasn't lost that much in Mizzou, but here is Andy Reid talking about the educational aspects of a loss.
Yeah, the ball, driving down, that last series, what should have been the last series, and we fumbled. So we knew that they're a good run team, so that's the guys pushed through, and we had ourselves in a position where we could win the game and didn't win it. So we've got to learn from all of this and do better.
Yeah. The lesson is don't fumble the ball, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Don't fumble the ball. Of course, you could argue, even if he doesn't fumble, you know, the way the kicking's gone in the NFL, the Chiefs kicker could have come out and shanked it. But anyway, all right, now I referenced the Patrick Mahomes mistake. And Mahomes made the decision you can't make at the time, you can't make it here. And he owned it following the defeat.
I should have just thrown it to D-Rob in the flat. I saw D-Rob in the flat, and then I saw Trav come back to me. The dude grabbed my leg. I thought I could kind of get my other leg down. He kind of spun me, and it's a dumb interception. I mean, it's probably one of the worst interceptions I've probably ever had.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum! All right, it's a Ben Maller. I agree with him. It is the Ben Maller Show. We'll take your phone calls if you'd like to be part. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. And so if you look at your standings, is it too early to look at the standings in the NFL? Is it too early to look at the overall standings? No, it's not too early. Okay, I'm looking around.
Undefeated Denver Broncos.
L.A. Rams 2-0, and they are
Raiders, baby, first place.
A game ahead of Seattle, because nobody's taking Arizona. Arizona's a joke. I mean, they should have lost to the Vikings. I mean, this is a gimme. The Viking kicker should be fired. The Niners are 2-0, but they barely beat Philadelphia and Detroit. That's a crappy 49er team. The Rams are the class of the NFC West, clearly. And does anyone think Sam Darnold's real with the Carolina Panthers? Although they beat the Saints in the NFC South. And the Bucs are 2-0. Great effort by Atlanta there. Matt Ryan, I had the Falcons, and you know, gambling-wise, I had the Falcons, and they were right there in position to hang around. And pick six within a couple of passes for Matty Ice, who should be put on ice for the Atlanta Falcons. My goodness. And then you go around, and I know Coop's excited, Roberto's excited, because the Raiders and the Broncos are both 2-0, and the Chiefs and Chargers 1-1, tied for last place in the AFC West. And you look around, and New England, they're tied with Miami and Buffalo for first place in the AFC. So the way too soon look at the standings. We'll take your calls, 877-99 on Fox. You can give us real-time feedback on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Follow me on Instagram, Ben Maller on Fox. The Facebook page, which is Ben Maller Show. Now, I make a lot of mistakes. That's why I'm on overnight. But I respect other people's mistakes as well. And we will all get a good chuckle. We have broadcasting bloopers and practical jokes, NFL style. We'll give you the goods. And we'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fly, Maller, fly, on the airwaves everywhere. Fight, Roberto, fight. Cook a sound bite, 1, 2, 3. Eddie Lowe, Cooper High, as we hear the militia cry. Fly, Maller, fly, bloviating and hornswoggled. M-A-L-L-E-R, Maller.
Rest in peace, Philly Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the raspy voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. I'm not going to try that with this voice right now. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Jason in Denver writes in, he says, until proven otherwise, the Chiefs have a Mickey Mouse defense. At certain points, this game looked like a whack conference game with all the points. I agree with you, Jason. And I was annoyed by Chris Collinsworth, who sounded like he was having an orgasm as all the points were scored. And I was like, well no one's playing defense. Calm down, Chris. I mean, it'd be impressive if someone was actually tackling and they were still putting those points up. Just Josh, one of the Cincinnati bros, says Tua getting hurt. I saw that. Andy Dalton pulled up limp, and the Jets and Jags are both 0-2 to start the season. It's nice when you let your fan base know early in September that we are not making the playoffs. Playoffs? Robin,
playoffs?
That's right, Coach Moore. Robin Vegas says, solid monologue, Mr. Ben. Great use of the phrase, bubble of trust. I'll give you a B+. Could end up being a hell of an AFC championship game. The Fighting Fat Bastards, Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy versus Team Lamar and Tucker. Loved how Harbaugh asked Lamar about going for it on fourth down. Well, I thought, why even ask, though? I thought the whole Ravens, the BS about the Ravens was they always go for it. They go by the computer. They're analytics-driven and all that stuff. So why even ask? Why even go down that road? Charlie in San Antonio says, I'm glad I went with the penny this week and took the Ravens and the points. And shout-out to Roberto's Raiders for curb-stomping the Steelers and not even needing the 6.5 that I got. Now I can replace the funds
the
I borrowed
the Raiders
from my son's college fund. Well, how about your Cleveland Browns, Charlie? They did not cover the spread against the Texans and the backup quarterback of the Texans. But the Raiders did win. And on this show, when the Raiders win, we play the Raider victory song that we have here. It's really an homage to NFL
the
films.
The wind is a pirate blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears
Eddie
a hooded sash.
Yeah, that's Eddie.
With a silver hat about his head, a bristling black mustache.
That's pretty good, huh? Want me to keep going?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Right. Go ahead.
He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you around and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won!
Who?
Yep. Congratulations, Roberto. Raiders,
yeah, 2-0. Baby.
I sure hope Eddie didn't stay home to watch that game. I hope he...
I don't think he did.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah. That's all right. I got my win on Saturday that I cared about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fresno. I was texting. I was watching that game, Eddie. What
time did you get home, Eddie?
We hit the bed at 2 in the morning.
Oh, damn.
Were you out celebrating with Fresno State?
No, we went right home and went to bed.
Okay, well, yeah, I was watching that game, and they're really, really late.
Well, it started at like 8 p.m.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of the Rose Bowl, though.
Not as hard to get out of SoFi, though. Jesus.
Oh, is that even worse?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
How bad was it, Eddie? Give me an idea.
You know, we parked in a strategic place to get out quickly, but just to walk to our car, good God.
Because I'm thinking about going there next weekend. The Rams play the Buccaneers. I'm a little concerned because I have a tight schedule, and I'm worried that I might get stuck in the
car. I would advise you to leave early. Hopefully it won't come down to the final play like the Cowboys.
No. Oh, that almost makes me not want to go.
So they have not worked out logistically the traffic control in that area.
No, that is still a work in progress.
Yeah, I've heard they don't have enough parking as it is, though. Is that true? They don't have enough parking? They did not build
enough
parking?
Imagine when the Rams and Clippers play at the same time. That's going to be great, huh?
Oh, did you see that arena? Oh, my God. That's a palace. Glad you brought that up, Robert. I forgot about that. They announced the design of the Clippers arena. It's
nobody
a dome.
Cares.
It's the Intuit Dome. It's the new mega dome of the NBA. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank no banners.
Good reference. That's an air high five to you. Good job by you.
No.
That Staples Center is going to look like an outhouse compared to that place. Oh, my God. What a great
that's
arena
right.
that's going
to
be.
The only thing that
matters. No one's going to go to see the building.
Oh, yes, they will.
They're
going to
call it the L Dome.
It is awesome. Oh, my God. How soon before the Lakers say we got to get a new arena because this place is a dump? I mean, the Clippers have a better arena than us. You know they're going to do that. They're going to say we need a new arena.
And then they're probably going to have a better arena.
Well, I don't know about that because you know who's paying for the Clippers arena? The owner of the team. Let's see your owner who took money, the Lakers owner, from the federal government, only turned it back on COVID relief funds, but only turned it back when they got caught. They turned back millions of dollars that they took from the government that was supposed to go to small businesses. And that's your franchise, right? That's a team you support right there.
I'm sure
your owner had to pay for it because the taxpayers aren't going to pay for a loser to get a new stadium.
Taxpayers should never pay. Taxpayers should never pay for arenas or stadiums.
I agree with you, but
there you go.
They're willing to do it for the Lakers, I'm sure.
Why are we doing this debate right now? It's a football postmortem. Why are we having this debate right now?
I blame Ben.
No, it's not my fault.
It's your fault,
Roberto. You brought it up, Roberto. You brought it up, all right? I had completely forgotten about that beautiful mega dome.
It's always Ben's fault.
The Intuit Dome, and that's a great arena, but we're not here to talk about how glorious the arena is because it's not going to be open for another 3 years anyway, so who the hell cares? Right? I got plenty of time between now and then. It's all about football. And I love when people make mistakes. Let's take it. Do we have the audio on this?
Yes.
This is the Minnesota Vikings radio call. It is the end of the Viking-Cardinal game. The Vikings are lining up for a game-winning field goal. The longtime voice of the Vikings. He does a very good job. Paul Allen.
No, none of this one he didn't.
Eddie, don't give it away, Eddie. We're fans of Paul Allen, but this is not something he will put on his sizzle reel. Here's how it sounded on the radio in the Twin Cities as the Vikings are lining up for what they think is going to win the game against the Cardinals.
High snap. Put down. Joseph. Come on. It is gone.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Are you kidding me? You choked. Way to go, buddy.
Oh, my. He missed it right. What a gut punch to a team, Paul, that play after play toward the end fought its way back. Missed it by like a foot. And just, oh, my God.
All right. The rest of that doesn't matter. How do you make that mistake? How do you make that mistake? How does that happen? Like, don't you have to wait for the officials to put their arms up?
That's exactly what you do. You don't try and gauge it yourself. You wait to see what the officials call.
I'm glad he did gauge it himself because it made for better audio when he had to, when he realized, the moment he realized. Play it again, Roberto. Listen,
can you imagine,
to the,
can you imagine being a Vikings fan listening to this in your car? You're probably celebrating.
That's what I was telling Coop. Yeah.
You're celebrating when you hear him say good. You don't even hear him say he missed
it. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when the Tuck Rule game, when on the Raiders radio call.
Come on, man.
they had announced that they were going to the, you know, they'd won the game and they were advancing. But then they obviously, you know. Anyway, I play it again, Roberto. This is the Vikings radio call at the end of the game.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! Are you kidding me, Mr. Brown? What a gut punch to a team.
Yeah, what a gut punch to your fans listening to you call the wrong call.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'll be so mad, dude.
How about an apology? My God.
Never apologize, Eddie. You're never supposed to apologize.
Yeah, he should have apologized.
That was the call there by Paul Allen as God. He missed it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
And Ben, don't want to forget about baseball.
Baseball!
In the National League West race, you had the Braves shutting out the Giants 3-0. Dodgers
good
beat
job,
the
Braves.
Reds 8-5.
Good job. Good
so
job.
San Francisco's lead in the NL West is at one game on LA.
Oh, they are going to choke this away. They have fallen apart.
Keep saying
lately.
That. It hasn't happened yet.
Am I right, Roberto?
That's right, baby.
That's right. He agrees
with
me.
Would have happened over the weekend. I guess
Roberto
not.
Agrees with me.
National League wild card. We told you the Reds lost. The Cardinals edged the Padres 8-7. St. Louis now with a three-game lead.
How about
on
that
Cincinnati.
Padre meltdown on Saturday?
Yeah!
Machado and Tatis. They both got like 8-year contract. Tatis has a forever contract. Machado's got like 8 years left on his contract, and they are at each other's necks. Oh, disaster in San Diego.
Stay tuned for Mallard to the Third Degree.
Yes. Tease from Coop.
Oh, nice tease right there.
AL wild card. Red Sox beat the Orioles 8-6. Boston holding on to that number one wild card spot in the American League by a game on the Blue Jays. Blue Jays beat the Twins 5-3. Toronto has that number two wild card spot by a game and a half on the Yankees, who lost to the Indians 11-1. And the A's beat the Angels 3-2 and 10. Oakland, two back of Toronto for that final wild card spot in the American League. Now back to Ben Maller in the Fox Sports Radio studio.
What was that Raiders score again, Eddie?
What was that UCLA score, Roberto?
that was so stupid, man.
That is on brand for UCLA.
Yeah, exactly,
they beat LSU.
Exactly.
Everyone's
stop
all
watching
excited.
College football right there.
They're pumping
your
their chest
sucks.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this reminds me when I back in the old days, a million years ago, when I was doing local radio in LA, and UCLA came out and beat Michigan and Alabama back to back. Right, and everyone thought, "Oh my God!" And then they ended up blowing at the end of the year.
Yeah, I went to that Michigan game.
That was back when Michigan was respected as a
powerhouse
in college football. Not anymore. So a star has accused a different star of being a dirty dog.
Uh-oh.
We take you back to that Viking-Cardinal game, and Dalvin Cook, running back of your Minnesota Vikings, and he was not a happy camper. A rough and tumble, high-scoring game. We played the highlight of highlights there as the Vikings had the game. One, all they needed was to make a professional kicker makes that kick most of the time. 37-yard field goal missed as time expired. A gift to the Cardinals. But Dalvin Cook was angry because during the second half, you saw the game, this play stood out. The Cardinals are mobbing defensively, getting over, and Dalvin Cook running around the edge, and J.J. Watt came over and made a tackle around the ankles. Now, that was a tackle that was common in the NFL for many, many years. It's a play that happened a lot, but it doesn't happen quite often these days in the NFL. Well, it appears that Dalvin Cook was not happy with that particular play. He was upset with J.J. Watt after the play. His right ankle was knocked a little goofy. And J.J. Watt came over. Now, some are saying that J.J. came over to check on Dalvin Cook, but the theory is that Dalvin Cook was screaming at J.J. Watt for being dirty and that they had a back and forth there, that he was upset with that. We'll keep an eye on this story over the next couple of days, see if anything percolates from Dalvin Cook, if he goes on the record and slams J.J. Watt, who was the patron saint of the Houston Texans back when the Texans had teams that were playoff teams. I'm old enough to remember that. And I'm looking at the replay here, and it does look like the reason J.J. Watt came over was not necessarily to check on Dalvin Cook. It was in retaliation. It was in reactionary, rather, because Dalvin Cook was calling him out, it would appear. All right, let's take some phone calls. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here, starting a new week. It's very important to get off to a good start. Very important. The first call does not stink. 877-99 on Fox, by the way. 877-996-6369. As my board gets reset to start the new week here. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Pick a caller by their name. And apparently my board has malfunctioned. So let's see. Should we take a call or the phone? Beer Drinking Brian. All right, we'll start out with Beer Drinking Brian. There we go. Hello, Beer Drinking Brian.
Well, Ben, before I puke up about the Vikings kickers and everything, I had the cops back over here tonight, so I do want to thank your wife because I know she works for the L.A. Police Department. And
Police Department. What happened? What happened?
I love everybody that's helping, but my God, this guy can't hit a PAT in a 37-yard field goal. Come on, really? I mean, that's a, I told Coop, I said we're gonna just trade us. We're gonna trade Regina for I just need a winning team. I mean, we got awesome stadiums in the Twin Cities, but. Yeah. This is just.
You don't even live in the Twin Cities, though, Brian. You've moved on. You live in Missouri.
Yeah, but I go up quite a bit.
I know, but you have a team. I know it's a few miles down the road. The Chiefs that are pretty good, although they weren't good tonight, but or Sunday night rather, but still.
No, I can't. I got a tattoo of the Vikings and Prince on my arm.
Oh, really?
I mean,
you have a Prince tattoo?
I'm diehard Minnesota.
What kind of Prince that? Does it say his name, like written out, Prince?
It's got his little
the symbol
thing right on my right on the state of Minnesota. I got the state of Minnesota, and then I got his logo on it.
All right, so you are Minnesota till you die. You will have Minnesota.
Yeah,
on
oh
it.
Yeah.
Are the tattoos purple?
Purple and black.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a purple rain. Now, do you have the Viking logo, or is it the helmet logo? What are we looking at here?
No, I got the whole Viking guy.
Oh, the mascot? You have the mascot guy?
Yeah, the mascot. Yeah. Y'all right. See it eventually if Halfpine ever gets out of jail or whatever.
I think she's in rehab right now, but yeah, I hear you. All right, well, Beer Drinking Brian, you're very frustrated.
And then they're saying she might have to do 5 years after that, so I don't know.
Well, it's going to be up to the judge. From what I understand, as long as she does a good job and she tries her darndest, I think she'll be okay. But that's up to the judge. I mean, judge could be a douche, and then she'll be away for a while.
Well, I love you all. You all be all good.
Right. All right, thank you. There he goes. Where he goes, only he knows. We have the MLB pick'em. Here's the Who Am I game. So Buffalo's Josh Allen. Now, he didn't play all that well, actually. Buffalo won the game by a zillion points. Josh Allen wasn't particularly great. Anyway, Josh Allen did have multiple touchdown passes in each of his first 7 starts against the Dolphins, including the game on Sunday. He joins me as the only players in NFL history to throw multiple touchdown passes in their first 7 starts against any team. Again, Josh Allen now has multiple touchdown passes in each of his first 7 starts against the Dolphins. He joins me as the only players in NFL history to throw multiple touchdown passes in their first seven starts against any team. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
MLB Pick'em coming up, but first, the Who Am I game. So Buffalo's Josh Allen now has multiple touchdown passes in each of his first seven starts against the Dolphins. He joins me as the only players in NFL history to throw multiple touchdown passes in their first seven starts against any team. Against any team. And the answer is coming in here fast and furious. Big Lou from the LBC says Merton Hanks. And the chicken dance is the answer. Who else do we have? Paige down here. Paige down. We have Tim Tebow from Mr. Nice Guy is his answer. The call screener says the best quarterback from the Broncos ever, Jake the Snake Plumber, is the correct answer. La Parka from Rob in Vegas. Steve Stenstrom, good guess by Malibu Rubin. Salvador Perez tossed out by the late night drug tester. Sean in the Valley of the Sun's going with someone named David as his answer. Alf, the alien opiner, says the late, great Merlin Olsen is the way to go. Miller, Militia, Twitter King, says Porky the Pig is the answer. Who else do we have? Double O Mexican says Aaron Brooks. Page down here. Roman Gabriel from Tortilla Man Tony. That's his answer. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger. Donald Sterling from Justin in Cincinnati, his favorite owner. Justin says he loves Sterling, wish he still owned the Clippers. Do you have an answer, please, Eddie? Do you have
yeah, let's go with former Dolphins quarterback Don Strock.
Don Strock. No, that is incorrect. This guy is currently a high school football coach, Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers, the old Chargers there. He did it against the Texans over many years, by the way, but Philip Rivers, the only player in NFL history to throw multiple touchdown passes in their first seven starts. It's Philip Rivers and Josh Allen. That's the list, and that leads us into the MLB Pick'em for a Monday. We're each going to pick a pitcher, and then we have to pick two position players. Roberto, you have the first pick.
Yeah,
don't get too excited.
Robbie Ray, baby. Give me Robbie Ray all day, every day.
All right. Koopaloo, who you got, Coop?
Freddie Peralta.
Wow. All right.
That's a good pick.
That's not a good pick. I will take Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Eddie, the back-to-back, Eddie.
Come on, Eddie.
Let's go with Blackjack McDowell and Maglio Ordonez. Right.
Good picks, Eddie. Good job by you. I will take Juan Soto. Coop.
Aaron Judge.
Roberto, the back-to-back, Roberto.
Give me Giancarlo Stanton.
All right.
And Bryce Harper.
You said that with a question mark. Go ahead, Coop.
I will go with Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman. All right. And I will take a shot with Carlos Rodon of the Chicago White Sox. And Eddie's picking Cy Young is his last pick.
Oh.